Rarely have I been so disgusted with a book that I somehow kept reading. Fiction, I think, with scenes ranging from hamster cannibalism to coprolite sodomy, murder, arson, and even Minnie Minoso. Written from a point of view that can best be described with lines such as, "The crushing hallucination that is daily life," and "The earth is the devil's outhouse." If this is your cup of frothy bile, you'll enjoy listening to our guest today. If not, you may be inclined to listen to the writer who was responsible for one of the most legendary events at the Bumbershoot Literary Arts stage ever. His reading aloud, the story entitled Spider Fuck, his very graphic arachno-erotic tale. Willie Smith is our guest. His previous works include Stories from the Microwave, Solid Gas, Execution Style, and Go Ahead and Spit on Me, among others. He's been published in such respected journals as Exquisite Corpse, The American Drivel Review, and Zygote in My Coffee. Willie, welcome.
Sure, Paul. Glad to be here. Let's go ahead, spit on me.
Thank you for the spaghetti, by the way. It was very tasty.
Certainly.
Very good. And you haven't finished yours, and we thought we'd just keep going, and maybe you'll eat as we're going along. And then I realized the content, and I'm thinking, does someone want to eat while we're talking about this?
No, I have an automatic divorce between reality and this is fiction, you know. I'm fine.
Is it fiction?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, I guess the first question that I've written down was, you seem like such a nice guy. You've always been kind to me, yet your books are so demented, or your stories are so demented. I wonder if they serve as kind of an outlet for you. You know, I wonder if it weren't for writing these stories, you'd be on the roof picking people off with a scoped rifle.
That's been said before, Paul, and there's certainly a certain amount of truth there. I couldn't begin to tell you how much, but there must be at least a kernel of truth in that.
Have you ever been in trouble with the authorities?
I was arrested once for hopping a freight in British Columbia when I was 19 years old, which is what teenage boys do.
Yeah.
Spent 3 nights in a jail.
In BC? In the interior?
Revelstoke, British Columbia, which is up in the Rocky Mountains. I was trying to hitchhike from Vancouver to New York City on Highway 1 in Canada. And the hitchhiking wasn't very good, and I was hitching with some French-Canadian kids. And they told me that, well, when the hitching is lousy, we hop freights. And so we got in the unit, in one of the back units of a 5-unit freight train. And, of course, we got caught.
You, yeah. Did you grow up out here?
No, I didn't. I grew up in Fairfax County, Virginia.
Yeah, because there's an East Coast. Well, there are many East Coast references. You know, I'm reading this book, and I had to look up so many words, and so I kept the Mac out and dictionary.com, and I had this vision that the cookie on my dictionary.com would flag something at Homeland Security, and I would get a visit from the feds.
You probably will. You know, they like to delay that sort of activity.
But I'm astounded by the vocabulary. You suggest in the book that you were good in school, so must be a voracious reader.
Yes. I don't read so much anymore because my eyes are ruined from working as a bureaucrat in a welfare office, and also because they weren't that good to begin with. But my wife reads to me, and I listen to books on tape. But I actually don't physically read that much anymore.
Yeah. You work for DSHS.
Yes, I do. Yeah. The Department of Social and Health Services.
How long has that been going on?
35 years, approximately.
35 years?
Yeah, but off and on. I was a temporary for the first 32 years of that 35 years. The last 3 years, I've been working full-time because of the economy.
Yeah.
I was able to be a temporary during all that time.
32-year temp, that brings to mind permatemps that they filed a lawsuit about.
Mm.
So is it a temp or is it just a part-time employee?
It was an informal basis of, hi, Eleanor, it's Willie. My bank account is down to $100. Do you have a job for me? No, Willie, go stand in the unemployment line. Or, yeah, sure, can you come in tomorrow morning at 8?
Wow.
You bet.
Now, I'm told that one of your co-workers either wanted to read some of your work or you showed some of your work to them and they stopped speaking to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That happened. She has since started speaking to me, but it took a couple of years.
What did you give her?
I directed her to videos of myself reading on the internet. She enjoyed my novel. She bought a copy of my novel, gave it to her son. Her son enjoyed it. She wanted to be apprised of anything else that I wrote after that novel, and I didn't get anything published for at least 20 years. But I did have these videos on YouTube. So I said, well, maybe you should look at my videos. And then, obviously, it didn't go over.
Do you remember what stories you might have read online? Or
My poetry, so-called, like On Getting None, also known as Fuckin' None. Bung Out of Dung. It's actually called How the Cops Fixed My Ass, but a lot of people call that Bung Out of Dung because of the refrain. I was bung out of dung. I didn't know where I was going to get any more dung. I checked inside my wallet and nope, not a turd. Not so much as a drop of piss. I was bung out of dung. I was bunged in. And, you know, she wasn't okay with that.
Yeah. Mitch, do you think a religious person? Is that?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just, you know, I tend to tell the truth emotionally in my work, particularly in my poems.
Do you tell the truth, your truth or cultural truth?
Gosh, all truth is my truth. I wouldn't really know. But, I mean, you could be right there. I'm sure, you know, I grew up in this culture. So, yeah, probably both.
Yeah, that why you think we're so outraged when some kind of story like Jerry Sandusky comes along where it exposes the shadow of the country for a few sordid weeks?
Refresh me. Who's Jerry Sandusky?
He's the Penn State football coach, assistant coach, who was recently convicted of sexually assaulting several young boys.
Yeah, I'm out of touch with the media. I know there's something about this coach who sexually assaulted young boys, and I don't see why anybody should be surprised. Mm. I really don't. And what's the point? What's the issue? I don't know. I don't understand. That stuff is over my head.
Yeah.
But thank you for bringing it up, because I need to be put in touch with this stuff.
My pleasure to keep you informed. You know, talking with Willie Smith, he's the author of Doing Nothing. It's published by Honest Publishing. You can find them at honestpublishing.com. I'm Paul Nelson. We could talk about the work, or we could actually have you demonstrate. Would you like to read something?
Oh, sure.
Do you have anything in mind? I mean, maybe Basement Scholiast, or?
Oh, you want, what? Let's see.
It's Nothing Doing.
What did I say?
Doing nothing.
Doing nothing. Nothing doing.
I'm usually doing nothing. You know.
Thanks, Susan. Nothing Doing. Published by Honest Publishing. Well, she's just keeping us honest. Honestpublishing.com.
That's my wife, by the way. She's a beautiful woman. I love her.
We may have to get her in on this before it's over.
Yeah. Basement Scholiast. Now, scholiast, that's a big word. Those were people who edited the old manuscripts in the medieval times and put little notes in the margins about what they thought Sophocles really meant. Basement scholiast. It was not politically correct to overuse the toilet because that summer water was short. It was not politically correct to drink beer out of quart bottles because it always is not. So I stayed awake down in the basement all night, drinking beer, writing poetry, reading the Greeks, and pissing into empty quart bottles. Well, that's enough of that.
That's all you're going to read?
Yeah. Oh, here, here's a good one. Benny Saves the Day. My name is irrelevant. I work in a greeting card factory. I'm a writer. Compose the verse. Most of the time, though, I work in the back stacking boxes, folding cards, mopping floors, loading trucks, taking orders over the phone, or dealing with customers who wander off the street into our shop up front, where the boss makes an extra buck retailing overstock, seconds, discontinued merchandise. You can't just let a poet sit around and do nothing. But I probably write, on average, call it 30 minutes a day. Is that enough?
You, I mean, you could read on. We really don't get the story.
Well, yeah. You get the flavor.
A little bit of the story. A little bit of the flavor, yeah.